President Biden's decision to press ahead with this visit to Israel worries even some of his own backers in Washington, who question the wisdom of getting too close to Prime Minister Netanyahu. At their meeting this morning, the president said U.S. intelligence data backs up Israeli claims that a rocket misfired by Islamic Jihad in Gaza was responsible for the carnage at the hospital.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Later today, President Biden said he was urging Israel's leaders to engage in caution as they continue their military assault on Gaza.
What sets us apart from the terrorists is we believe in the fundamental dignity of every human life. Israeli, Palestinian, Arab, Jew, Muslim, Christian, everyone. You can't give up what makes you who you are.
He also said he struck an agreement to get humanitarian assistance into the territory and announced $100 million in fresh humanitarian funding for Gaza and the West Bank.